Hey guys, if you listen to this now, this is my first time making a podcast. It's kind of hard to explain, but I want to give something that the people need to hear or listen about what's going on in the world. As a person, I always want to make a voice about what's going on in this difficult world we live in. It's not easy, but I'm hoping to do something about it. Now, I kind of never do this, but oh, here goes nothing. Now, let me start and introduce myself. My name is Dwayne. I'm born and raised here in Mississippi, in the USA. The West, if you may call it now. I'm considering myself a hardcore, well, not hardcore, but hardcore, but just a regular old person trying to fight for what's right. I support Russia. I'm an anti-NATO person, and plus, I hate nationalism, Nazis. I just don't trust them. Fascism is not my cup of tea. That's what the British be saying. And plus, I'm a big person in watching the news. I always want to expand my mind about what's going on in the world. And even though I'm not really a news person, I mean, I am a news junkie. But instead of using TV as my reliable source, I always learn how to get my news from the right point of view. So, by the time I learned back in 2005 when I was in middle school, I learned about the internet. And now today, the internet is mostly my home for news. So I'd be on social media like Facebook, be on the web, RSS feeds to keep up to date on what's going on. And plus, I always use YouTube as my favorite. And now, things are mostly high tech now. I've been keeping up to date with everything I do. From everything, from politicals, like politics, politicians, current events, everything. And it's been my journey to start giving a voice that people need to hear about. So, the truth is, how I decided to become a blog, I mean, well, at first, become a person who wanted to give a voice as a citizen journalist. Now, at first, I am a citizen journalist. But, truthfully, I did want to think about being a blogger. Even though blogging is not really my strong suit, don't get me wrong, I love writing about my opinions about what's going on in the world. But honestly, I want to give my opinions something more better. Something more that I want to get my voice on. And I always want to give my voice about something that people need to deserve. Now, I am outside making a podcast in the outdoors, even though it's going to rain. But I want to find some reason to, just trying to give a voice that I want to do. Now, I decided to go ahead and do podcasting as a favor, but there's a problem. Now, if you may listen in now, I am talking slow. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do talk slow, but I mean, you've been consistent. People go, when they hear this, they're going to think, why this man talking slow? You don't understand where he said. But you're wrong. I mean, yeah, people say I reason I'm talking slow because I'm more, how I could put this exactly. By terms of my voice, the reason why I'm talking slow is two reasons they're going to say. If I'm American country or that I'm dumb. Or retired or whatever. But don't let it fool you. I may talk slow, but like I told them, I'm more understanding about the world than ever because I'm more smart. I became so smart, so intelligent about the world. I became so in tech about what's going on in the world. And plus, I became so smart as well. I understand how to use the internet more. I can read good, but barely. But don't get me wrong, I can still read. I can still read good. And plus, I know more about everything I learned from politics to news problems, and so much I actually learned in my life. So it gave me a reason I want to do something. Since I can't blog, I'd rather just use social media, like Facebook. That's the only thing I can use. Twitter, on the other hand, is cool, but it's hard to think about using that. Believe me, I'm being honest. But Facebook is mostly my home, and even though they have a lot of problems about Facebook and the policies they're doing, it doesn't change the fact that I can still use it. You know, I still use Facebook. So, the only way I can start doing something is a platform to do good. So, I decided to go ahead and use Facebook. And plus, I want to start something like a blog or anything, but I can't write. I mean, I love writing, but I hate writing. So, the only way I can do something to not give a, to only give a voice to the people in the struggle is mostly podcasts. Even though I do talk slow, people gonna hate me. I mean, y'all gonna laugh about it. But it's the only way to start speaking about the issues that's going on in the world today. And it's not easy. It's not easy. And plus, I'm outside here, just doing like always. And honestly, I want to speak up for the people. Speak up for the everything. I mean, yeah, I hate everything that's going on around here. The corruption, a brutocracy, or whatever you call it. It's hard to think about what's going on. And as a citizen journalist and first-time now podcaster, I want to give my voice for a reason. So I try to spread the groundwork on building a podcast. So I decided to use Anchor as my only source. Now, don't get me wrong. When you hear this, you're going to start laughing about my voice and all that. But hey, I don't care what you say. I want to speak for the people who want to give a voice for a reason. And I want to do something about that. You can understand about the issues I go through. Me, I don't care about that. But when I speak about my opinions about what's going on, I'm going to do it. And plus, I'm most of all very opinionated I'm very opinionated about my podcast, and I'm very good when I speak my mind about it, because I care about the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, you know, press freedom and all that. As long as I've gotten in against the problems that going on in the country, or anywhere in America, or anywhere around the world, I'm still going to speak it. And plus, I'm true to being more independent editorial. In other words, speaking my own mind and speaking my own opinion about what's going on in the world, as long as I don't be a part of the government and all that shit, because technically I don't give a fuck about the government. Fuck the government. Now, not some other governments like the fascists or the West or anything like that. No, I don't fuck with them. But some people who do a lot of good, that's the reason why I wanted to do something about that. Because like I said, I'm anti-Western. I mean, I'm no communist, no socialist. But I have a strong anti-fascist, anti-Western, mostly everything that I'm against about what the world's going to. I mean, yeah, we living a hard life, but I want to do something about that. And it's hard for me to speak about it. But we got to raise change. We got to do something about this. And plus, there's a lot of issues going on in the world today. So as you listen to this, I want to do something about it. I mean, I want to speak my own mind. And plus, that's the reason why I made this podcast. I'm not doing music. I don't do no music montage, mostly no music montage, no intros or anything. When I press the button, I'm gonna start talking. No music, no shit, no nothing. And plus, it's a personal podcast, so I'm gonna speak my mind about it. I don't have to use music or anything. I mean, even though it is a podcast, I'm doing it in a personal way. I want to speak my voice by any means necessary. That's how my current has to be saying. And plus, I'm doing it for a reason. I want to give a voice that the people need to know. And since it's almost closing for Black History Month, I have to start making it for this year. Since February is Black History Month. Well, not for long. Because March is going to be very soon. I just want to speak my attentions about what's going on in the world today. We live in a whole new problem and a whole new life. And don't get me wrong, I still got a lot to go to. So, it's time for me to speak a voice that the people can hear. And I just hope that I can learn from it. Learn from everything that I do. So, I just hope people can understand me. And I hope people can, who is listening, to understand why I'm going through now. I made a podcast for a reason to start doing something. So I hope people can understand about it now and what's going on later. I know. Matt Smith from Doctor Who once said that we all change. When you think about it, that we're all different people all through our lives. But that's good. That's okay. You got to keep moving. Although, as you remember, are the people that you used to be. I mean, I don't know why I said that, but I'm being real about it. As long as you keep fighting for a better reason, that's how I'm going to do. And that's how we're going to do. So with that, let me go and close this for right now. I'm still going to make a podcast, but as long as it's not that long or not that short, I'm good. So with that, let me go ahead and log out. No, go ahead and, go ahead and go for a while. I mean, oh, what the hell. Let's just say this is my podcast. I'm going to say what I always say. It's time for me to go. So with that, you stay safe. I hope you're listening. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. So from the words of Martin Payne to a close, as for next time, I see you when I see you. Peace.